Wait, hold on just a second here. Are you telling me that if you have this Tourette syndrome, you can say whatever you want all the time and never get in trouble?
It's a neurological disorder. He can't help it.
Yeah.
I've got a golden ticket.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, with the money.
I'm thinking of all the times I've confronted what I consider to be rude behavior and how little good it's probably done. The over-loud cell phone conversations I've interrupted, the smokers I've asked not to smoke in non-smoking areas, the parents I've asked to calm their crying infants in movie theaters and restaurants. While I do more often than not accomplish short-term local change, I doubt seriously that I've made the world a better place for anybody but me, and then only for a few minutes or hours. Still, as automatically as I'd straighten a picture frame hanging crooked on the wall, I will rise from my chair to cross a room where I'll hear myself begin, "Excuse me, but..." And the knot tightens in anticipation of the rebuttal or the blank stare.
Titties! Cock! Ginger retard! Ass-licker dick face!
Dude, you better watch it. The principal's right over there.
Good morning, Principal Victoria. Shitballs!
Good morning, Eric.
Did Carmen just say shitballs to the principal?
You didn't hear? Well, Carmen has some mental disease called Tourette syndrome or something.
What?
He's the luckiest kid in the world. If I could say shitballs to the principal, I'd be so happy.
One of the worst responses I've gotten to my impulsive straightening took place a few weeks ago. I was waiting for my order to arrive at a moderately priced restaurant when a woman was seated with her toddler in the adjacent booth. Almost immediately, the toddler stood up on his seat, where he began to stare at me, sippy cup dangling from his fingers and threatening to spill onto my companion. I stepped to the mother's side of the booth to quietly tell her that her son was distracting us from our conversation and to ask that she have her son sit down. She looked at me disbelievingly, but said, "Yeah, I guess so." I returned to my seat, waited 90 seconds, and since the toddler and his sippy cup failed to disappear from view, moved us to another table. Problem solved. Or so I thought.
On the other hand, Tourette's does often develop later in a child's life, getting progressively worse.
Oh, well, that's it! Shithead! Asshole! Mexican stinky bows!
Oh, doctor, can you help him?
We don't know very much about Tourette's, I'm afraid. But we will get your son all the help we can.
But what about school, doctor? The teachers and the principal, they won't understand that I can't control what I say.
Don't worry, young man. We'll make sure everyone understands your disease and gives you the compassion you deserve.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, faggot!
Sometime later, the woman came to my table, very upset, to tell me that her son was autistic, that I'd ruined her lunch, and that she was leaving. She returned to her table, and I followed her, intending to use an insincere but convincing apology as the lead-in to reminding her that she wasn't doing her son any favor by allowing him to make a nuisance of himself and then rebuking anyone who dared to complain. But she cut me off. "It's too late," she said, and stalked out of the restaurant.
We are here today to congratulate a brave little boy. Tonight, Eric Cartman will go on television and become the spokesman for Tourette syndrome.
Thanks, everybody. Suck my balls! You've all been so understanding and supportive of my illness. Jizz farmer, dick sneeze. And it is because of you that I have the courage to go on national television tonight. Titty sprinkles!
If I could say titty sprinkles on national television, I would be so happy.
Admittedly, I'm a childless grump. I have zero tolerance for the same childhood antics that many consider or pretend to consider cute, particularly where dining and performance spaces are concerned. But a friend of mine, who has decades of experience as a public school teacher and administrator, feels as I do. He believes that disability diagnoses like autism, ADD, ADHD, etc., are in many cases allowing, dare I say it, lazy parents to shift responsibility for their children's behavior away from themselves and toward whatever other surface seems the stickiest. The lady in the restaurant certainly played that card with me, invoking a now all too common form of diplomatic immunity.
Kyle, apparently you missed the school assembly yesterday, but I've been diagnosed with a very serious mental condition.
You do not have Tourette's syndrome, fat ass.
Oh, okay, you figured me out. Bravo, Kyle, bravo. Don't you see how awesome this is? It's like a magic cloak that makes me impervious to getting in trouble.
Who cares about saying whatever
you... Of course, if you want to be Sergeant Buzzkill once again and spoil my fun because you're jealous you didn't think of it first, well, go right ahead, Cam.
Whatever.
Another friend of mine, a parent of grown children, suggests that bad nutrition and unchecked media access are adding fuel to the fire, and I'm inclined to agree. I noticed at an Ingles grocery store recently that the center third of the watermelon bin was filled with hundreds of plastic tubes of sugar water, freezer pops. The implications of so much high fructose corn syrup so strategically placed were obvious, and true to form, I almost asked for the manager. But I was with somebody that day and didn't want to ruin her shopping experience by staging a probably futile throwdown in the produce aisle. Instead, I grumbled around the store at the child's eye-level sugar smacks, at the proliferation of brightly packaged sodas, at the power of the tobacco lobby of Monsanto and Big Pharma, and kicked myself for abetting evil with my silence. But I digress.
Do you have any idea how liberating it is to say whatever comes to mind? Big titties, butt munch. There's no walls anymore. Shit! Whatever enters my brain, I can just say without thinking about it. I have free rein to say anything I want, and you get into trouble if you try and stop me. Care for a scotch?
For all my righteous posing, I'm not so interested in the causes of inconsiderate behavior as I am in our increasing unwillingness to confront that behavior, especially when it's based somehow in the perpetrator's age, gender, race, creed, country of national origin, or purported disability. My opinion regarding the autistic child is this. He doesn't get to eat in restaurants until he's old enough to control himself. Nor does he get to go to plays or concerts. When he attends church, he must sit in the cry room, and his mother must be prepared to remove him immediately from any place where his behavior becomes an annoyance. And she should apologize to people like me who would do the same for her if the tables were turned. Generally speaking, I reject anyone's right to be inconsiderate of me inside my airspace and then flash their special needs credentials in lieu of an explanation or apology. Rude is rude.
Titties! Cock! Ass liquor dick face!
Too busy singing! Put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch, sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Don't hit, don't you, you bitch, dumb shit douchebag.